Good afternoon, church. Today's scripture reading is taken in Nahum chapter 1, verses 3 to 7. Once more, I'm saying, Nahum chapter 1, verses 3 to 7. When you found it, please say amen. The Lord is slow to anger and in great power and will not all acquit the wicked. The Lord has his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. He rebukes the sea and makes it dry and drives up all the rivers. Bashan and Carmel wither and the flower of Lebanon wilts. The mountains quake before him, the hills melt. And the earth heaves at his presence. Yes, the world and all who dwell in it. Who can stand before his indignation? And who can endure the fierceness of his anger? His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down by him. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows those who trust in him. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, please open our spiritual eyes that we may use the physical things around us to discern your power and your might so we can trust you and understand you more clearly. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The title of my sermon today is the Power of Trust. And you heard the scripture reading was taken from Nahum 1, verses 3 to 7. It gave us an idea of how powerful God is. But I would like to take some practical things to goes around in our world today to demonstrate the power of God. Let me see the hands of those who like to travel by airplane. Okay, good. I know for sure that Susan, she goes to Germany quite a few times during the year, and Peyton travels also by airplane, and Paul, and a lot of us are comfortable traveling on airplane. The Bible said that what? In the last days, what? In Daniel 12, verse 4, knowledge shall what? Increase, and men shall run to and fro. And it's happening. Now, we can see the amount of traveling that is taking place. And I just want to give you some data with regard to traveling. The two largest passenger airplane that people use to travel around the world are the Airbus 980. And the Boeing 777. The Airbus 980 is a European-built airplane. Mainly France and Britain, they're responsible. It has four Rolls-Royce engine, and it gives a capacity of, I'll just read this for you, 1,496.36 kilonewtons. That's the power, or 336,400 pound force. That's those four engines. We're talking about power here. The other largest passenger airplane is the Boeing 777, which is made by this country. And it also has a four turbofan engines, and it has a power of 2,040 kilonewtons, of 460,000 pound force. And these two airplanes, they have a range of over 9,000 miles. They can go over 9,000 miles without nonstop. The Airbus 980 can carry a small town, like 853 passengers in a two-deck airplane. The Boeing 777 also has a two-deck, and it can carry 550 people at a time. These two airplanes produces lots of power, but it's nowhere compared to the power of God. With an aircraft, there are four main forces that acts on an airplane during travel. The force that runs on the vertical axis that goes up, the upward force is known as lift. The downward force is its weight, right? They act on the aircraft. And on the longitudinal axis, from the tip of the nose to the end, the tail, you have two forces act on the longitudinal axis. You have drag that pulls the airplane backwards, and the force that causes the airplane to propel goes forward. The power is known as thrust. So the title of my sermon is The Power of Thrust. The power that keeps the airplane to go forward is known as thrust. It's spelled in a different way, T-H-R-U-S-T. So I'll be doing a little play on words today with the T-H-R-U-S-T and T-R-U-S-T, okay? Thrust is very, very important. It's the power that keeps the airplane, that creates lift so that the airplane can go as high as it wants to go. Airbus 980 or Boeing 777 can go as far as 6 miles up in the air, 41,000 feet, which is what, six point something miles up in the air, from our altitude of zero to 6 miles up in the air. That's a lot of power. And what I want to demonstrate to you today is that power is trust. Power is trust, and trust is power. The power, the trust creates life. It overcomes the drag, the force that is pulling back on the airplane. And it also sustain the airplane at certain height, because the weight will tend to pull it down at times. So trust is very important. Very important in our traveling life via airplanes, or whether it's a small airplane or a large airplane. So we just talk about trust, T-H-R-U-S-T. But the real trust that I want to talk to you about is T-R-U-S-T. Trust. The Bible said in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. Should be a familiar text by all of us. It says what? Trust in the Lord with what? All thine heart. And lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways do what? Acknowledge him. And he will direct your path. Trust is very important. T-R-U-S-T. Just as T-H-R-U-S-T is so important in keeping that airplane that weighs some thousands upon thousands of pounds. Trust is also important in our daily life. We all have to develop T-H-R-U-S-T. T-R-U-S-T, trust in God. We all have to develop trust in God because trust is fundamental to almost everything in our lives. God is the source of infinite power. And when we trust God, all this power that is in God's hand, that infinite amount of power, is at our disposal. He said, no good things will I withhold from those who love me, those who trust me, those who believe in me, those who have their faith embedded in me. God will never withhold any good things from them. Trust in the Lord gives us power and strength. Both physical power and spiritual power. We know that we are saved by grace through faith. Faith is very fundamental for our Christian belief and our salvation. But trust is the source of faith. You can never have faith in someone without you trust them. It's the foundation. It's the springboard for your faith. Trust. We have families, their wives and their husbands. And you know what would happen if spouses don't trust each other. Huh? I'm sure, Devon, if you don't trust your wife, right? Would you have faith in her? Okay. So you have to first establish trust, which is fundamental for the development of your faith. Trust in the Lord. That's why God said, trust in me. Trust me. After you have trust me, your faith, the faith that he has imputed in you will develop and you will grow in him and become more and more powerful in whatever you do. Trust will help. When you trust God, it will help to remove doubts and fear. You'll develop that confidence, right? Trusting demands being optimistic, being positive in your attitude, being in a special relationship with your divine maker, that irrespective of what situation you encounter or what situation you may face, there will be the peace of mind within you that it can be resolved because you have someone who is much more mightier, much more powerful than the mere situation that you will be facing or may have faced. So, trusting God will develop your confidence in Him, your belief and your hope. It also implies your dependability on Him. You have to relinquish the fact that you have to depend on yourself for this, depend on yourself for that. Just put God first in your life. Eliminate self-reliance. That's what trust demands. And when you trust God, you will have that power, because trust is power. As I said before, the airplane depends on trust to keep it 41,000 feet up there in the sky. And flying is one of the safest thing too, right? I know some people might have their doubts about it, but you know, flying is pretty safe. Because God gave man the knowledge and the potential to do certain things. And if they use it for the glory of God, the more God will bless it and the more He will bless their effort. When we talk about power, most of the time we think of something massive, something immense, huge. But power is also, includes infinitesimal power. And I'll just explain briefly what I mean by this. Infinitesimal means the power that goes to zero, to nothing. Small, minuscule power, right? That it's closer than being nothing than something enormous, right? Okay. God created us in such a way, in such a beautiful way, that this body, this structure that He created, rely on power to function. Every cell in your body can produce a minuscule, an infinitesimal, a small amount of energy, right? This is a little bit deep, a little bit scientific. By studying, you will find out some more about this. There's certain biochemical reaction, certain things that takes place within the cells, within the brain, within the body that requires the power. And we sometimes not focus on this because of human nature. But it's clear, it said that the invisible things that we don't see, is far more important than things that are visible that we see. So the reaction that takes place within our body through this power, this small, minuscule amount of power, is very, very important. I'll just cite one little example here. We're talking about like one over 1,000, 1,000th of a volt, right? We know we have some small batteries, right? 1.5 volt that you can use them in toys, or some batteries that you use in watches or so forth may have like 0.5 volts or whatever. I'm talking about 1,000th of 1 volt, or sometimes it's even 1,000,000th of a volt. Science has gotten to the point where they can measure 1,000th of a volt. They can know what fraction of a volt is required to cause certain effect on a cell in your body. Remember, a tiny cell in your body is, you cannot see it with the naked eye. But science has gotten to the point wherein they know what fraction of a volt can affect or cause changes within that cell where you have the nucleus and you have the cytoplasm and so forth. Scientists, they can help to manipulate that now. So we are advanced. Knowledge has increased so much in this world that we are convinced that we are living in the last days. We are living in the last days, because I quoted Daniel 12:4, which said, knowledge shall increase. It's happening now. So our brain needs this power to help us in decision making. We have bad habits, bad tendencies. We make irrational decisions, bad decisions. And every single one of us here, we need to be transformed. We need to be transformed to become more spiritual, so that we can be in conformity with God's will and His way. And this transformation, it doesn't take place just like that. It doesn't take place just like that. It involves power. It involves power. So when we hear people talking about the power of God transform John or Harry or whatever, it involves the power that God Himself only can input or give in order for you to change these bad habits and these bad tendencies. So the brain, for instance, after you have done certain things over and over and over again, the brain creates a pathway for these things to become habitual. Certain nerve endings, the brain creates a pathway for that. And that thing becomes habitual for you. You will continue to do it and do it and do it. And you're going to need to get over that. And the only way you can get over that, if God gives you that power, input in you that power, it may cost, like for instance, example, 20 or so millivolts, right? Which is 20 over 1,000. Divide a millivolt into 1,000. A volt into 1,000, right? It may take 20 units, 20 millivolts for you to form that habit, right? Or form that pathway on the nerve ending for you to have that bad habit or whatever. But only God can wipe that out by creating a higher voltage system, say 30 or maybe 40. You created a 20 for the habit. You need more power in order to rid yourself, to cause a chemical reaction, biochemical reaction within you, to rid yourself of the habit. So when you pray to God and ask Him for the power to do these things, He will work the transformation within you so that you can have like 30 or 40 millivolts to discard that old way or that old habit that is prevalent within you and create a new pathway, a new way of doing things which is more in conformity to God's will. So power is important. God's power is important. He said He will give you the power to do whatever you conceive. Just trust in Him. Trust is power. Let's turn our Bible to look at a few verses here. Psalms 68 verse 35. Let's look at Psalm 68, verse 35. It said, O God, Thou art terrible, out of Thy holy place, Thou terrible out of Thy holy place. The God of Israel is He that giveth strength and power unto His people. Blessed be God. God will give you the strength and the power. The strength and the power to be able to overcome things. Let's move again to Isaiah 50 verse 10. Isaiah 50 verse 10. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of His servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon His God. Trusting is power. When you trust God, He will give you the power. Like the Airbus 980, trust takes it higher from zero altitude, higher and higher, higher to 6 miles up in the air. It's the same thing. When you trust God, He will take you from zero, higher and higher and higher and higher. No limit to where you can go with God when you trust Him. And I can tell you that, because it is clear in the Bible. So many of His servants, so many of the Bible characters has achieved this fate of elevation, greatness. They have rose from zero, nowhere, to great heights. Not only spiritual, but physically. Huh? For example, Here are some trustees. One who trusted in God sincerely and faithfully. Let's think of Joseph. What was Joseph? Who remember Joseph? Right. Joseph was just a little boy. He used to take lunch to his brothers. Although he undergoed persecution and whatever, but he trusted God. And where did he end up? Being a prime minister, right? Joseph was the second to the Pharaoh, right? Because of the fact that he trusted God, irrespective of what, being cast in prison, being accused falsely of things, but God raised him up and he elevated to a prime minister. Daniel was the same thing. Daniel was a slave, right? And he became also the prime minister of what? Of Babylon, right? David. David was just a shepherd boy. And if we think of David, right? David trusted God from his teenage years. From his teenage years, he was a shepherd. And think of a teenager to face a lion. And he was bold enough to face a lion and a bear. And what happened to him? What happened to him? He destroyed the lion and he destroyed the bear because he trusted God, not in his own self. The same thing can happen to us when we trust God. All the mountains we will be able to overcome. He will give us the power to circumvent, to get over all these hurdles, all these mountains in our lives. But we have to be, also have to be humble. Deny self and trust God to the fullest. If we give God 100% of our trust, there would be nothing on this planet to hold us back. Where did David end up? David was a king. A king for what? I think for 40 years, if I can remember. David was a king, from a shepherd to a king, because of trust. Because of trust in God, he was able to tap into all the power. God gave him the power that he needed to overcome almost all the obstacles that this world dash at him. And then one more character, and then I'll wrap up. Elijah. Elijah was just an ordinary person, and irrespective of what he went through, he trusted God. And what happened to Elijah? Elijah was elevated from earthly to heavenly. He was taken up on the chariot. He was taken up because of trust. Trust, that T-R-U-S-T. If T-H-R-U-S-T can, there are other devices that we create on earth that uses the same trust. We have rockets. Rocket goes much further than an airplane, right? Rockets goes to outer space, and it's the same trust that takes a rocket to outer space. Right? Trust is power. T-H-R-U-S-T is power. T-R-U-S-T is power. My player words. They are power. And nothing surpasses the power that God himself can give. That power is infinite. There are other results of trust in God. Other things that we can acquire when we trust God. We can have our true love, joy, peace, harmony. And this is what we need with our families today. This is what we badly need. Because of lack of trust, there are siblings against siblings, brothers against fathers, and daughters against mothers, and whatever. Where is the trust? We're having problem trusting one another. And we have to turn around our lives and learn to trust one another. Then we can trust God. We're supposed to trust God, trust and obey. And if we make that a fundamental part of our lives will be better. And we will be able to develop that faith that will, in the end, take us to that blessed home. Salvation will be yours. And we can hear the blessed voice say, "Well done." If you desire to start trusting God, emphasize trust more in your life, I want you to stand up and just tell God so as we close. I'll just say a brief word of prayer. Dear Father, we want to trust you more. You said we should trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy with you, in you, to trust and obey. Help us from the youngest to the oldest under the sounding of my voice, that we may continue to trust you and realize how important it is to trust. Because when we trust you, we have all your power at our disposal, and we will eventually overcome. Thank you for hearing our prayer, and bless your people today and always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.